Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, Poland's streets are erupting, democracy in crisis or healthy opposition. I'm your host, and joining me tonight, Dr. Rachel Thornton, Senior Fellow at the Meridian Strategic Foundation from Washington, D.C., Professor Katarina Novick, Eastern Europe expert at the London Global Policy Institute, Dr. Farida Hassan, Senior Analyst at the Silk Road Policy Institute from Tehran, and Dr. Amara Okonkwo, Development Policy Expert from Nairobi. Dr. Thornton, Poland is a crucial NATO ally, hosting Ukrainian refugees, standing firm against Russia. Now we have massive opposition protests. Your take on what's happening here?
Look, this is actually democracy working as intended. Poland's been under significant strain, hosting 3 million Ukrainian refugees, dealing with economic pressures, navigating complex EU relations. The current government has made controversial moves on judicial independence and social issues. These protests aren't destabilizing, they're a pressure valve. A healthy democracy needs robust opposition, especially during crisis periods. The real threat to Poland's NATO role would be democratic backsliding, not democratic expression.
Professor Novick, she's calling this healthy democracy, but you're watching this from London with deep knowledge of Eastern Europe. Is internal political chaos really what Poland needs right now?
Rachel, with respect, this is naive. Poland is on the front line of the most serious European conflict since World War II. Political instability now could fracture the coalition supporting Ukraine. These protests aren't just about domestic policy, they're about Poland's international commitments. A weakened government in Warsaw means weakened resolve against Putin. The opposition may have legitimate grievances, but timing matters. Russia benefits from every crack in Western unity, and internal Polish chaos is exactly what Moscow wants to see.
But Professor, are you suggesting Polish citizens should suppress their democratic rights because of external threats? Isn't that exactly the kind of thinking that undermines democracy in the first place?
No, I'm saying there's a difference between democratic expression and destabilizing chaos. Poland has elections, that's where this should be decided. Mass protests during wartime create uncertainty that enemies exploit. Look at the broader pattern. Every time a frontline state shows internal division, Russia escalates. The timing isn't coincidental. Democratic rights don't exist in a vacuum, they exist within geopolitical reality, and that reality includes an active war next door.
Dr. Okonkwo, what does this look like from Nairobi? Poland seems far away, but you've studied how internal politics affect international stability.
From the Global South perspective, this is frustratingly familiar. We are constantly told to maintain stability over democracy when it serves Western interests. But when European citizens protest, suddenly it's healthy democracy. The real issue isn't Polish protests, it's how dependent European security has become on individual government personalities. Poland's opposition to Russia shouldn't depend on one political party staying in power. That's not democracy, that's authoritarianism with better PR.
Dr. Hassan, you've been quiet, but Iran knows something about internal protests and external pressure. How do you read Poland's situation?
The irony is remarkable. The West lectures everyone about democracy while panicking when their own allies actually practice it. These Polish protests expose the fundamental contradiction in Western policy. You want democratic allies who never disagree with you. From Tehran's perspective, this looks like typical Western hypocrisy. Democracy is good until it becomes inconvenient.
Professor Novick, she's calling you hypocritical. Your response?
That's rich coming from Tehran, where protests are met with bullets. We're not suppressing anything, we're discussing timing and strategy during an active war.
Exactly my point. You dismiss legitimate analysis by attacking the messenger. Polish citizens have grievances, address them, instead of demanding silence for geopolitical convenience.
Both of you are missing the forest for the trees. Strong democracies make stronger allies. Poland's long-term reliability comes from democratic legitimacy, not political suppression.
Rapid fire round, Dr. Thornton, should the EU intervene in Poland's internal politics?
No, the EU should support democratic institutions, not political outcomes. That's the difference between principled support and interference.
Professor Novick, will this weaken Poland's Ukraine support?
Potentially, yes. Political uncertainty creates policy uncertainty. Ukraine needs reliable partners, not governments fighting for survival at home.
Dr. Hassan, does this create opportunities for Iran's regional strategy?
Every crack in Western unity creates space for alternative approaches. Poland's internal focus means less pressure on countries like Iran.
Dr. Okonkwo, what should African nations learn from this?
That Western democracy promotion is conditional. When protests serve Western interests, they're celebrated. When they don't, they're criticized as destabilizing.
Final thoughts, Dr. Thornton.
Democracy isn't a luxury for peacetime. It's especially crucial during crisis. Poland's protests strengthen democracy, which strengthens Poland.
Professor Novak.
Democratic ideals matter, but so does strategic reality. Poland's internal divisions create vulnerabilities that adversaries will exploit without hesitation.
Dr. Hassan.
This exposes Western contradictions on democracy. You can't export what you're afraid to practice when it becomes inconvenient.
Dr. Okonkwo.
Poland's protesters deserve the same support Western nations demand for protesters elsewhere. Democracy isn't geographically selective.
Fascinating perspectives on democracy under pressure. Tomorrow, are sanctions against North Korea actually working? Same panelists, new global crisis. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire. Good night.